In this episode, discover who your biggest competitor is, and I'll tell you right now, it's not who you think.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey-o! You know, I have a conversation that comes up all the time with people, and it's about competition. You know, almost every business has identified the wrong competitor, and yours is no different. You know, your biggest competitor is not the business down the street or the company that recently stole work from you. I'm sorry, but you know, like most businesses, you've misidentified who your real competition is. I know this because I had the same problem. And when I understood clearly who my real competition was, people started buying from me 68% faster. And well, look, if you're still paying attention at the end of this podcast, you're going to know who your real competitor is and the tactics that you need to take in order to win. Got it? All right, quickly. Do you have a friend, a family member, a client, or a colleague with the attention span of a goldfish? Of course you do. We all do. Everybody's attention span today is super limited. In fact, each and every day, there's 1,000 moments where as you're talking, something pops up that intervenes in the thought process, right? If you're having a conversation with somebody, maybe you're trying to sell. And right in the middle of giving them the most important information, excuse me for 1 second. No, I'm planning this out, Christo, as I'm doing a podcast. It's not a real call. Oh. I'm faking this, okay? By the way, as I'm faking this, Christo has no idea and he's thinking I'm getting a real phone call. The reality is every time you go to explain something to somebody, you're going to get some type of weird interruption. And then you've got to stop and the person you're trying to sell to has to break and go and look at their phone. Because them times they are a-changing. Your biggest competitor is not who you think they are. I know it to be true. I have ADHD. I was diagnosed with it in fourth grade. And back then, I could see, oh, by the way, I was put in all the slow kid classes. So instead of being with all of the attractive girls whose classes I wanted to be in, I was put in the class with kids that just weren't there. They were just, their body was just pumped with Ritalin. And when you talk to somebody who has ADD or ADHD, you can see it in their eyes. Now, I'm not saying I can diagnose somebody. That, of course, would be ridiculous. But when you're stuck in a class all day long with people who can't hold their attention, you can see it in their eyes. You get 30 of these kids in a day and you're with them every day for an entire school year. You can see, oh, I got them for 3 seconds. They're looking at me right now and boom, they're gone. And what you discover is you start discovering how to grab people's attention and hold them through the conversation. And today in business settings, we see it all the time because I'm seeing a very similar attention span break in almost everybody's eyes that I'm talking with because we can't handle the attention span that we all have because our Apple Watch interrupts us, it taps us on our wrist, our email does, our phone alarm goes off. There's all these different sounds throughout the moment that are interrupting each and every one of us in how we're trying to communicate. So when you're thinking about how to clearly communicate to your biggest competitor, it's not the company down the street, right? If I can hold your attention, I can educate you faster. If I can educate you faster, you're going to buy faster, right? You believe that. Good, because just understanding that concept about attention span has changed the trajectory of my business. Your biggest competitor is your prospects' super short attention span created by their devices, the constant calls, text messages, notifications, emojis, emails, the president's latest tweet. You've got to see it as it starts on your watch, your phone, or in your email. And that's why today's rock star marketers and sales closers are all attention hack gurus, right? The people that you should be learning from are the ones that take attention span into consideration when they're writing the scripts, when they're thinking about what type of content is going to be used. You know that to be true. Do you realize that people don't read anymore? Reading's hard. It feels like work. Oh, don't make me work. And when a prospect comes to your website, what they're really saying inside of their whiny head is, don't make me work too hard to learn about your business. But video isn't hard at all. It's effortless. And that's why people are four times more likely to watch a video than to read text. You see, we process information in a video 60,000 times faster than we process information in text. And when it comes to sales, when people are done watching your video, you know what they are? They're 144% more likely to buy. Video is an attention hack. All you have to do is change your tactic. All right? Stop focusing on creating the perfect trifold flyer that's going to go to your booth. Stop obsessing on the website copy. Nobody's going to read it. Or stop thinking about all of the nuanced details in your email text and start communicating in the type of content that people prefer to learn from, which is video. And when that happens, you're going to move prospects to a purchase decision so much faster. In closing, on this topic, your biggest competitor is your prospect's super short attention span. The tactic you should be using to hack their attention is the content form they prefer to learn from. What is that? It's video. And when you do this, the entire sales process speeds up because people have super short attention spans. With video, they buy at super fast rates. And that's why on the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/122, you're going to see a very slick video of me talking about your biggest competitor, because most people out there have defined their biggest competitor wrong. And the quicker you get into understanding and communicating in the flow path that your target customer prefers to learn, the quicker you'll get results that are freakish and measurable. It is just that simple. I took our whole sales process and I've broken it down, and I'm now in the process of creating a video for each step or stage in the sales process. Much like Peyton Manning. You know what makes Peyton Manning great? Well, what made him great, because he's retired, is when Manning would get up to the line of scrimmage, he would survey the defense. He'd look at the defense, and then he'd call an audible at the line of scrimmage. And I think salespeople should be doing the same thing. Listen to what your prospects are saying. Reply back with the right common objection. And then use video after that meeting to reinforce that common objection. Send your prospect, hey, John, it was great talking with you earlier. This is the audible at the line of scrimmage. Hey, John, it was great talking with you earlier, recognizing that today you were concerned about price. I want to remind you about what your ultimate goal was. When we started talking, your goal wasn't price. Your goal were results. So we priced everything out to help you generate results. If price is now the new goal, let me know and we'll reconfigure it. But at the end of the day, I still think you need to be generating a return on this investment. Is that right? By the way, here's a quick video where we talk about how focusing on the return on investment goals will help you generate those return on investment numbers that you're looking for. Watch that video, and I'll look forward to our next conversation. Feel free to email me any question. You put that video in there, he'll watch it. Now you've reshaped the conversation back to what they originally approached you with, right? On this topic. The end goal isn't getting a website or a video created cheaper, right? It's always about whatever that result is. And if somebody's going to be focused on price, they're going to be giving up the results. Give them that option. What are you doing? Do you want this project by price? Because we can strip out some of these other elements. We all shop that way. Think about the way you shop for a car. You show up thinking, man, if I could get this for $360 a month for a lease, I'd be really stoked. That's exactly what I need. Then you show up and you find out for that price, you're not going to get the results that you're looking for, which is air conditioning or satellite radio or Apple Car or whatever the hell Apple called that thing that goes inside of the car, right? CarPlay, right? Maybe navigation super important, or you want keyless entry, or if you live in Arizona, maybe air-conditioned seats is what you need. Understand your needs and shop by needs, and you'll get your needs met. If you shop by price, you won't get your needs met. Which one's the choice? You have to decide. But ultimately, when you create common objection content, you can then put that on your website and educate people, and you can use it two ways. You can use it as an email that goes out before the meeting. That's like, hey, let me show you a quick little overview on what we do. You kind of tee it up, right? After the meeting, you listen for common objections. Then you follow up with those common objections in email that gets sent directly to your prospect. Now, I hope that gives you a clear understanding. Very rarely does somebody ever mention to me that they are shopping with another competitor. Why? Because there really isn't anybody that does what we do. All right, there are some people, but they're video creators. And when you start to peel away at what they're doing, they don't generate ROI. They're not focused on that. They're not integrating all of the digital tactics to make sure ROI plays out. So make sure you clearly understand who your competitor is. Adjust your tactics for it, because an unaffected buyer, somebody who hasn't been educated, is not going to buy. Just know that. And if they're going to be interrupted by all of these different crazy sounds that our machines make, or a device or an Apple Watch tapping on your wrist, if they're going to be interrupted in the process, that's a greater competition than the company that isn't even in the office with you, right? So start thinking about how you attention hack, what type of content you use to pull people through the process, and how you can visually show them the product or service in action, or if you're doing a testimonial, how you can do peer-to-peer reviews of your product or service to move people through the buying process faster. And when you start to do that and think about your buying process in a linear path, you'll discover the competition isn't what you think it is. It's all about attention. And today, everybody's got ADD or ADHD, and that's a really difficult thing to sell through. I know you know it. If you've been in sales, you see it every time you're talking to somebody. Look at their eyes. Think about how long they're actually focusing on you. You know, I've got a bunch of sisters, and when I'm talking with them, I might get 2.5 to 3 seconds before they look at their child running around in the living room, or they check their phone, or they get up to do something on the stove. The amount of time that people are giving is so limited. Speed bump everything, pull them through the buyer's journey. You'll get much better results. All right. If you want to know more about attention span, and Lord knows those that specialize in attention span in this time are the ones that really move the buyer's process and accelerate it. Well, we did an interview that is absolutely fascinating. At its core is what Katy Perry knows and what Taylor Swift know about you and me and our target customers and how they've already adjusted for our attention span. And you need to hear this interview with the lead researcher from The Ohio State University that looked at music from 1985 to 2015. And what they discovered is remarkable about how musicians are changing music in order to adjust to the changing attention span. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/119. That's 119. And it's a really smart interview. I did it when I was in Columbus. You're gonna want to give that thing a good listen. On top of that, ooh, and I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before. Some weeks ago, I teased you and said I've got some career-changing information, and the password is salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. For the first person that reaches out to me on Twitter or on Facebook or LinkedIn with the password salt and pepper, it'll unlock me talking about that story on the podcast, and we'll do it in the next podcast. I'm just going to tease it, leave it, walk away, and let's see how quick it takes for somebody to hit me up with the password. Sound good? All right. That's some really cool news that is being leveraged into my speeches and changing the direction or enhancing the direction in which this podcast and my career from this point forward is going. You're going to want to hear it. Salt and pepper, not like the music group, right? Like the stuff you put on your food. Yeah. If you want to guarantee your videos generate ROI, which, you know what, when your boss comes to you and they're like, hey, we need a video, what they're really saying is we need a return on investment from this tactic, and as such, we need a video. So if you need to guarantee that your videos create ROI so you can keep your job, right? It's just that simple. Well, we created a 5-part video mini course that's free to the listeners of this podcast, and you can get access to it going to wirebuzz.com/ROI. And yours truly will walk you through the steps to guaranteeing your videos generate a return on investment. All right, so walking by the studio right now. Marcus, come on in here. Marcus, we're talking about attention spans and how your biggest competitor is not the business down the street, but is the attention span of the person you're trying to sell to. Can you join me on the podcast?
It's so funny you mentioned this. Literally, Tim and I were just working on a video script talking about using video as an attention tool. And what it really comes down to is two things, right? People are more inundated with information than they've ever been, right? So in order to break through the noise, you have to offer something that they want.
Something that's valuable.
Something that's valuable, something that's relevant and specific, right? So when you're creating content, you usually are going to try to make it more relevant, more specific to the type of person you're reaching. When you do that, the perceived value goes up. They're more likely to click. But that perceived value is about more than just the headline. It's about more than just the topic, because you can also dramatically increase the perceived value of your content by just using a video or turning it into an infographic, right? Like, there are things you can do with content information in the way you package it so that that first gate that first attention gate is getting them to click, getting them to say, yes, I'm interested in this thing. Now, once you have the click, you have not earned all of their attention. You've earned the first 8 seconds of their attention. From that point on, you have to maintain and continually earn that attention through the entire, the remainder of the video or the remainder of the blog post. That's why copywriters make the best blog writers, because they've learned how to create momentum and pull people through your content. Because you have to when you're selling, right? If you're being salesy, then you need to really master the craft of holding people's attention. So we bring that to bear with video. But it's not just about having good copy and having good messaging. It's also about the psychology of what a video can do for your attention span. Now, in the 50s, do you know how long the average shot in a movie trailer was?
Oh, I would say maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah. So maybe 10, 15 seconds. You would see about 12 to 15 different shots in a trailer. Like, could you even imagine seeing a trailer with only 12 to 15 shots in it today? Now we're looking at closer to 50 shots. And because there are so many shots, they're only on screen for 1.5 seconds, 2 seconds, sometimes as long as 3 seconds.
It makes it look exciting.
Right. And the constant motion is actually re-engaging one of the reptilian parts of our brain. It's one of the things that all animals have hardwired into us, which is to fixate on motion. When something moves, our brain says, ooh, I need to see what that is. It might be a predator. And because of that, video creators over the years have increased the number of shots inside of a video in order to hold people's attention spans for longer. So there's the message, and then there's the way that the video itself is constructed. Now, when we looked at the early stages of YouTube, okay, so think back to the early stages of YouTube, what was everyone doing? They were doing these really harsh jump cuts, still 2 to 3 seconds, and they were just cutting from one scene to the next and one take to the next constantly. Now, they're not doing a whole lot of interesting things with that, but just the constant changing keeps you paying attention. And then now, you know, that's not quite as cool as it used to be because it's not very pro. And so you start seeing, you know, YouTubers growing over the last 10 years, and now their editing is more sophisticated and brands are getting more sophisticated. So now it's not just one person talking to camera a bunch of different times, right? Because that's what it was before. It was just, I'm going to deliver one line and then I'm going to move over here, and then I'm going to deliver one line and then I'm going to move over there. Well, that's not that engaging anymore. We've seen it. We've done it. It's happened. So what do you
been do? Been there, done that.
Right. So what you can do now is you layer in motion, so animation. You can use a variety of different shots. We're always changing the angles, right? So we'll use multiple cameras, and then we'll have like a punch in and then like the full out. And then we'll have a different camera over here that's doing the same thing. So there's shot variety. You're seeing different locations, right? You might show some stories happening behind the scenes. There are all these other things that you layer in to hold people's attention through that video.
Christo, were you in our recent shoot in San Diego that we did? You weren't. Okay, so when I was in Columbus, I went out to dinner with the client who was originally from San Diego. We happened to both be in Columbus at the same conference. And he mentioned to the other person that didn't know me, he said, you know what was so cool about what Wirebuzz did is they kept rotating their set. We only had one room for them to work in, but they kept rotating the set throughout the shoot in order to re-stimulate the brain of the person that was watching to make sure the backdrop was different.
Totally. Now, that's important for two reasons. One is within a video where you're using multiple scenes, it makes the video have more variety. It feels less stale. So what we were just talking about in terms of maintaining attention. But that also circles back to the importance of getting people to click the first time. So if all of the videos on your website look like they were shot in the same exact location with the same people, then what's going to happen is people will see the thumbnail and they're going to be, oh, I've seen that. And then they're just going to move on. They're just going to skip it. But maybe that's not the one they saw. It just, the thumbnail looked the same because it's the same scene. And so that really speaks to the value of showing variety. But you could also solve that problem with a really good thumbnail. We do it because we're professionals, and we want to make sure that when we give a client a bunch of videos, that it doesn't look like they just had one video shoot in their entire history. We want it to look like they have this ongoing, continuous engagement with video, that they are using video as a tool to better serve the customer, and it casts this halo effect around our clients. So you can get away with having shots in, you know, like having one studio and, you know, like Wirebuzz, we always have the one studio, right? This is our studio here. But we use
don't film client stuff. This is ours.
Right. We would never film client stuff in here. And the other thing that's really important is that we take the time to invest in creating custom thumbnails. We're not just taking the fifth second frame in every video and then showing that on our website. We choose a frame and then we layer graphics and text and other things on top of that thumbnail so that people are more likely to click it. So every thumbnail looks different. It's clear that it's not the video you saw before. If you cut corners on the thumbnails, then it's that much more important that you have a variety of shot locations.
All right, so long story short, we are now in the attention economy, and in businesses that understand it, leverage attention economy principles into the way that they sell, ultimately get better results.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. These days, it's not the same world we lived in before. It used to be, I have this specific problem, and I'm not sure what the best solution is. And I don't have access to information about that solution. So I'm going to call a bunch of companies and one of them's going to close me. Right. That world is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Now you have access to all the information in the world, plus your little distraction machines.
Right.
Right. People get phantom vibrations and that's a dopamine reaction.
I get it.
Right. So your brain is in such a constant state of anticipation of the next stimulus that we literally, our brains think that our phones are vibrating when they're not. And that's the reason why our attention spans, our focused attention has gone from a 12 second span in 2000 to a 8 second attention span today. So you have to be re-engaging people's attention almost 33% more frequently, like before they will decide, hey, this, you've lost my attention. You have 8 seconds to continuously earn people's attention. It's amazing.
It is, especially for marketers. It's amazing that there are a vast majority of marketers that aren't aware of the new era that we're in, and they're still trying to compete in a world where you could do it the old way, but it ain't working anymore.
Right. It's almost a little egocentric, right? We all live in our own worlds, and we think that what we have to offer the world is really valuable. But not everyone is going to approach your business with that same knowledge base. That's, in fact, what selling and marketing is taking what's in your brain and putting it in their brain so that they also see the value of what you offer. But up until the point where people have been closed, they've already got all that information, you have to earn their attention in order to put the information in their brain.
Right.
Right. So if people don't know that they need your product, or they don't know that they need your specific solution, then it's not a priority right now. Unless you're holding their attention, unless you're delivering some other value, whether that's information or entertainment or a how-to or whatever that might be, right? If you're not giving them something of value that can hold their attention, you will no longer have it long enough to deliver your message. And that's the world we live in today. That's why it's not about your competitor and what your competitor is saying versus you and what you're saying. It's about which one of you in that competitive industry are going to earn the attention of prospects in a crowded environment. Because it's not someone leaving your website to go to your competitor's website. That's not what's happening. People are leaving your website to go to Facebook. They're leaving your website to go check something out on Twitter or Pinterest or go back to Instagram, or they're going to go back to Google because you didn't give them the answer in the first 2 seconds that they scanned your page. And so they're going to go back, right? So when you have this kind of behavior where people are looking for the quick hits, then you need to be that much more cognizant of how you're packaging your information. If you're packaging your information in walls of text and that information is dry, nobody's going to consume it. You have no attention and it is valueless. It's less than valueless because it costs you money to make it. Whereas if you take and you invest a little bit more to pretty up the package, get effective copy, to maybe take that content and instead of making a blog post, maybe make a video. If it's important information, then it should be important to invest enough so that people will actually get it.
If it's important information in the buying process, somebody has to go through it in order to make a buying decision. You have to physically hold their hand and pull them through. And the way that you do that in a digital world is to a very smart, strategic, compelling video.
Boom.
Just that easy. This is what happens when you walk by, Marcus, the studio, when I'm doing a podcast episode, and I know that this is one of your favorite topics. I'm going to yank you in here to help me break it down.
Well, next time I'll remember not to get water.
Right on. Well, he's Marcus Krieg. He's our director of strategy. The big nerd checked in on the podcast. Marcus, thanks for joining me. All right. So now you know your biggest competitor is really the attention span of the person you're selling to. Look, if this episode was valuable, and Lord knows it was, and it has the power to change revenue for a business, it has for mine, then
by all means, go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button. And if you've got a colleague, a friend in sales that you're rooting for, or a family member that's about to open a digital business and they want to crush sales at faster rates, start talking to them about the value of attention hacking inside of video. And one of the best ways you could do it is to send them to wirebuzz.com/22. Send them to this page. Why? Because there's going to be a video on this page, and you're going to want to teach them about their biggest competitor before they get started and before they start competing against a physical company that does something similar, when they should be focused on competing for attention, educating the right way, and moving people through the buying process faster. Look, I tell you this all the time, but it belongs in this conversation also. There's a reason people are four times more likely to watch a video than to read text. There's a reason people are three times more likely to share video than any other type of content. You see, people process information in a video 60,000 times faster than they do with text. And when they start to review a business, they're 144% more likely to buy after watching a business's video. Push them through your sales process by using the power of video, and amazing things will happen. Look, if you want to guarantee your videos generate ROI, start at the ROI mini course, wirebuzz.com/ROI. And I will do my job bringing you the latest information in video marketing so you can become a video marketing master. Whoa, before we end this episode, if you're going to introduce anybody to the power of video marketing, start them at the beginning. We're at a master's level course at this point, episode 122. But really, the whole foundation gets started at episode 1 and walk them right through to the present. That'll give them a master level understanding for using video as a business tool to crush deals at freakish rates. And that's what we're obsessed with right here. So make sure, help share the information. Remember, salt and pepper, somebody hit me up, and I'll be bringing you in the next episode the latest information for video marketing masters. Peace.